Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
See one final time here on KNZA. It has been a long and lengthy afternoon, but finally we get to game number three of our triple header. This 3A regional baseball tournament in Sabetha. The final quarterfinal matchup, it is the 3 seed and host Sabetha Blue Jays and the 6 seed Atchison County Community Tigers. Again, Brandon Tamman alongside Crendon Prophet. Kirk Hillman in studio, doing the Lord's work back there. Always appreciate it very much. We'll get you the lineups here for the Tigers and Blue Jays in just a moment. But if you're just joining us, we have had a pair of 12-2 victories in our first two games tonight, Crendon, in 5 innings, Riverside over Royal Valley, and most recently, Nemaha Central in 6 innings over Hiawatha.
Yeah, we've had a great triple header of action we've caught here so far. And you know, if anything is going to be the telltale of this game, you know, you got the higher seed in Sabetha and you got the lower seed ACCHS Tigers. We've seen from these lower seeds today, they have just struggled in the middle of the game, and it's a lot from the pitching and also a lot of errors and just mental misplays and mistakes. So, you know, for the Tigers here, they're going to be the underdogs or undercaps considering they're Tigers. So for them, it's about, you know, getting out and getting out early, from the hitting standpoint, from the pitching standpoint as well, and just not being able to play a clean executed first couple innings, but, you know, do the whole way.
Well, the only lower seed that has won yet to this point, it was in game one. The 5 seed Marysville Bulldogs defeated the 4 seed Moorhill Mount Academy Ravens 16-5. So Riverside and Marysville is set for a semifinal next week. And who's Nemaha Central going to face? It'll either be Sabetha or Atchison County. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this final game here. We start with the road team in the gray uniforms trimmed in orange with black pants. The Atchison County Community Tigers, a record of 7-16, the 6th seed in this field and representing the Northeast Kansas League. Batting first is sophomore right fielder Kane Kuntz. Batting second is junior left fielder Rance Vesser. Batting third is freshman catcher Riley Kessinger. In the cleanup spot is junior shortstop Max Bodaroff. Batting fifth is freshman third baseman Adrian Diaz. Batting sixth is senior pitcher Noah Medeiros. Batting seventh is senior first baseman Nathaniel Ohm. Batting eighth is sophomore second baseman Brooks Goodpasture. And batting ninth is junior DH in Quentin Allison. So again, for the Tigers, Kuntz, Besser, Kessinger, Bodaroff, Diaz, Medeiros, Ohm, Goodpasture, and Allison. For the 3 seed and host Sabetha Blue Jays, a 13-12 mark representing the Big East. And tonight they go like this. Senior center fielder Kyler Winger leading things off. Batting second is junior catcher and Reed Mitchell. Batting third is senior shortstop Mitchell Kramer. In the cleanup spot, sophomore third baseman Jayton Meyer. Batting fifth is sophomore first baseman Isaac Tramp. Batting sixth is freshman second baseman Colin Montgomery. Batting seventh, the sophomore left fielder Curtis Fitzgerald. Batting eighth, junior right fielder Cole Minold. And batting ninth, the pitcher and senior and Isaac Carter. Tim Brandon Tamman, Kirk Hillman, and Crendon Prophet's keys to tonight's game.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest keys is when we see Carter here for the Blue Jays, a step up and how he's going to be pitching on this season so far. 41 hits given up, 30 runs, 18 which have been earned, 20 walks, 31 strikeouts, an ERA of 3.375. So Carter Isaac is going to be challenged this season. He is 3 of 4 from the mound. He's got to look for a quality start here today.
Isaac Carter on the bump as he will face the top three in this Atchison County order. Kane Kuntz, Rance Vesser, and Riley Kessinger. This, again, Atchison County ball club, 7-16. They went 7-11 in Northeast Kansas League play. This is a team that started Crendon 0-5 and actually lost 9 of their first 10 games, but they are 6-7 since the middle of April. So certainly playing better ball at the right time.
Yeah, and of course, and at the end of the day, that's what kind of matters is being able to get a spark going, you know, before the postseason, because you got to find a little bit of fire underneath the legs before you can try to build that traction and get it going here. It's kind of tough to go into the quarterfinals and be, okay, we're going to get going now. You kind of have to start building that momentum a little bit before, and both these teams, of course, having a chance to to build off what has been done this season coming into this quarterfinals round.
Well, here we go. First pitch of the game to Kane Koontz. It swung on and missed from Isaac Carter for strike number one in our final game of the triple header underway here on at KNZA. No balls, one strike. Next pitch off speed. It bends away outside. Calling down to the first base umpire for a check swing was Mitchell, the catcher. But no go. One ball, one strike here on Kane Koontz, the sophomore right fielder. Next pitch comes in. It's lifted out towards shallow right center field, and it drops in over Montgomery for a base hit. So a leadoff single for the sophomore, Kane Koontz. And the Tigers have their leadoff man on to begin tonight's game.
Yeah, great eye by Koontz there on the third pitch that went to him, found the barrel, matched it right with the ball, a little under it, and that was great. The pop-up there, that right shallow overall, just a nice at-bat, and there was a bird trying to say hi to us in the press box.
Well, the umpires meeting right now. Not sure what the issue is here with the umpires.
Yeah, communicating near the right side stripe, closer to that first base bag. It's only two talking now.
Well, it looks like they're bringing Koontz back to home plate. So maybe that was time called or something was. I'm not too sure, but Kane Koontz has walked back to the batter's box and has picked back up the bat, and it looks like he's going to maybe step back in, so I'm not exactly sure what the issue is here. Oh, boy, that'd be a tough start, a leadoff single. Might be wiped off the board, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. And again, you talk about that hit. It was just the third pitch of the game, and Koontz, he took it out to the right shallow, a nice pop-up, and it looks like that is the decision. It stays here. They go to the 1-0 count.
So maybe a time was called. I do really not sure what the issue was, but you wipe that leadoff single off the board. The count is one ball, no strikes, and Koontz is going to have to get back in. Or correction, it's going to be a 1-1 count. All right, so wipe that single off the board, and we're back to the leadoff man with a 1-1 count. The pitch is hit out towards right center, and it drops in for a hit. So Koontz comes right back after a hit to shallow right center. This one a little more behind it. And either way, it works out the same way. As Koontz now officially at first base with nobody out.
That is one of the tales of the ball don't lie. And Koontz came
100%.
Back right with it on the fourth pitch and then took it down the right shallow. That time, again, you mentioned a little more heat, not quite enough arc, but I feel like the little bit of a pop was a little bit from that frustration.
Here's junior left fielder and Rance Besser. He takes one outside for ball one. Koontz at first base with nobody out. No score, top one, just getting going, game number three. Next pitch, ground ball left side. Meyer Fields wants to go second for one. They get that one, and that's all they're going to get. It was fielded by Montgomery, and he had to lean off the bag towards kind of the left side of the infield, so unable to get back up and make the turn. But they get the leadoff man, Koontz, out at second base for out number one. Besser at first on the fielder's choice, and that brings up Riley Kessinger.
Yeah, it was a good stretch by Montgomery, unfortunately, for himself, just falling in the trip. But still 1 hour recorded.
He pops the first pitch up here, right side of the infield, and kind of bleeds out towards the outfield, and it drops in foul territory for strike one.
Yeah, Tramp was trying to locate that near the right side, and just kind of lost it. And it's kind of easy to lose the ball popped up today. Again, we've had a peak at 30 miles an hour wind coming out from the east that blows down to that right corner. Haven't seen any home runs today, but we've seen some pretty close ones.
Well, we saw one very close in that last game off the top of the wall. Next pitch here by Isaac Carter. Tails a little bit outside. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Rance Besser at first base and one out here in the top of the first inning. ACCHS, 7 wins and 16 losses, the 6th seed in this 18 field. Next pitch, ground ball to the right side. Montgomery to his left. Only play is at first. He underhands it to Tramp. And it moves up the runner to second, but Sabetha gets out number two, and it's up now to the cleanup man in Max Botteroff.
Yeah, that's a productive at-bat from Kessinger, just being able to go up and move the runner, but you're in a two-out situation. You're keying on Botteroff, a top wrestler in his weight class, and trying to make this play.
So runner in scoring position for the Tigers with two outs, and the first pitch is low for ball one. Last season, 6 wins. 2023, 6 wins. Right now, the Tigers in 25 have 7 wins. Ground ball up the middle, but playing it well was Kramer at short. Rifles it chest high to first base to Tramp to record the out, and that retires the side. But the Tigers get a runner into scoring position with two outs, but Sabetha able to get out of that. We go to the bottom of the first inning here on KNCA. No score here in Sabetha.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Jays coming up to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Blue Jays and Atchison County. Final game of our triple header today. We got games across our networks Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week as regional tournaments continue. The softball tournaments will get underway next week as well. Crendon and I over in Valley Falls on Monday. I was there Wednesday for some first-round games, but we'll have semifinals and championship games on our sister station, CARE 93.7. Right now, here on KNCA, ACCHS, and Noah Medeiros, who gets the ball and the nod on the bump. And he'll get the top three in this Blue Jay order, Kyler Winger, Reed Mitchell, and Mitchell Kramer.
Yeah, and here for Sabetha, they've had a shutout inning at the top of the first. Now they try to respond here with themselves, going to the 1-3 in the top of the order. And Kyle Winger is the leadoff man of this year, is batting .282. He has 22 hits on the season, 20 singles, 2 doubles, and 14 total RBIs and 31 runs scored.
Well, this is a Sabetha program that has made the state tournament in each of the last 3 seasons, and all 3 resulting in close games but first-round exits. Trying to get back for a 4th consecutive year, and Kyler Winger takes a called strike from Medeiros, and we start the bottom of the first inning. Medeiros is a lefty against the righty here in Kyler Winger. Senior center fielder, kind of a sidearm style delivery, and it's in there for a quick 0-2 count.
Yeah, you mentioned not only the being a left-handed pitcher, but also throwing a little bit from the sidearm. So from the stretch, Medeiros is already working hard and pushing Winger against an 0-2.
Attacking real quick, and this next pitch is sliced out towards shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit. So on an 0-2 pitch, Winger taking it to right field, oppo knock. And just like the Tigers in the first, a leadoff single for the Blue Jays in the bottom half.
Hit number 23 of the year for Winger, and just nice job watching on that fastball. Came inside, he just was able to get it on the lower quarter of the bat, choked it up, and was able to pop it out to that right side.
So Kyler Winger at first base with nobody out. Here's junior catcher and Reed Mitchell, who bats from the left side. A rare lefty-lefty matchup here. Medeiros glancing at first, brings that sidearm delivery in. Pitch runs inside for ball one. Now it's been breezy all day, calm temperatures. Our first two games were 12-2 finals in favor of the higher seeds. The best of the 3 seed, Tigers the 6 seed here. Now here's a throw down to first and a quick tag, and that was a close play, but Winger back in safely. And the count now on Reed Mitchell at 2 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, if that lead was any bigger there by Winger, Kessinger had a really nice tight throw on time for that back pick.
A 2.5-step lead for Winger. He takes off, airs the called strike, and the exchange by Kessinger to the hand, unsuccessful, so no attempt down to second base. And a steal there for Kyler Winger, and he's up into scoring position with nobody out. And the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike here on Mitchell. Not much of a lead for Winger at second. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. And now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chance here for the Blue Jays to strike first in the home first. Another left-hander up here with Reed Mitchell. Here's the sidearm delivery, and it's fouled back, and it stays 2-2. Mitchell Kramer in the on-deck circle, and Jayton Meyer in the hole. Last time out for the Sabetha Blue Jays, it was a couple of close losses to one of the top teams in the league in Silver Lake just over a week ago. They lost game 1-1, and then lost the second game 3-1. But before that, they had two big wins against Royal Valley, who we saw earlier today lose 12-2 to Riverside. This one is hit to the left side, and it finds the gap. Pass Botter off and left, and now it's misplayed by the left fielder and Vesser, and that error is going to lead to a run, and the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, and when we were talking pregame here about the last two games, what was unfortunate and hit hard against those lower seeds, the lack of execution, and right here already, well, we saw it kind of get displayed more in the middle portion of the game already here, ACCHF kind of off to the wrong footing.
Well, the left fielder and Vesser misplayed it, and that allowed Winger to come around and score. So a 1-0 lead here for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Here's the shortstop in Mitchell Kramer. The righty takes a first pitch called strike against the lefty, Medeiros. Starting quarterback for the Blue Jays football team this past fall. Senior campaign trying to end it on a high note with another trip to state. Nemaha Central awaits in the semifinals next week. Next pitch up and outside, 1-1.
Mitchell Kramer, both 29 hits on the season and 29 RBIs. He can knock in that both. Statistics to 30 here with a good hit.
That is absolutely factual. Medeiros, couple of looks. Not much of a lead, no hold. Here's the 1-1. A little bit outside, 2-1. So the 12-2 win for Riverside in game one was 5 innings. Nemaha Central, they had 8 runs over the last 2 frames. 12-2 winner in 6 innings against the Redhawks. But the Blue Jays have struck first here in the bottom of the first here at home against Atchison County. Next pitch is outside, 3-1, with Meyer due up next. Medeiros shakes off the first sign, yes to the next. Staggered stance, belt high set, here's the pitch. And it's low, 4. So now 2 on, and nobody out for the cleanup man, sophomore third baseman, Jayton Meyer.
Kramer doing an excellent job earning walk number 20 of the season for himself. Just staying patient on the 3-1 count, not eagerly awaiting the swing, and gets the low fastball for 4.
Well, he's averaging about a walk per game. That is going to help the on-base percentage. Chance here for Sabetha to continue to add to a 1-0 lead as Meyer takes one up and out for 1.
Yeah, he's got the best on-base percentage on the team with 1,200.
First and second, nobody out. 1-0 Blue Jays. You're in this bottom of the first inning. Medeiros going to have to work out of the pickle. Next pitch low and in the dirt. Runner takes off. Mitchell to third. The throw is on time, or on target, but not in time. Beg your pardon there. Both runners are up, and now second and third, and nobody out. Kind of an awkward exchange by Kessinger, the catcher, but he darted a throw right on target, but just not in time. So now second and third, and the count 2-0 on Meyer. That next pitch, it runs up and in, and it's 3-0.
Yeah, and that big move by Mitchell there, able to progress both the runners in the scoring position with no outs and a big opportunity for Meyer on a 3-0 count.
I would expect Meyer to keep the bat on the right shoulder. He does so, and it's in there, just barely on the outside corner for strike one. So now 3-1. Mitchell at third, Kramer at second. Winger has already come around to score. Give the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead and still looking for more. 3-1, bends in there. Good pitch there by Medeiros, and he works it from 3-0 to 3-2. Isaac Trent, in the on-deck circle. Big pitch coming here for Medeiros. Still looking for that first down of the game. Here it is. It's low and outside. 4. Gets to the backstop. Runners advance, and everybody is safe, and it's now 2-0 Blue Jays on the wild pitch.
Yeah, just a little out of control there by Medeiros, and unfortunately for himself, the wild pitch, well, it's also 4, so Meyer now is able to take the first base back, but to put on top of that. And by the way, Meyer did a great job of getting out of the way. As soon as he took that 4, he lunged himself out to the left side, flipped that bat, and just gave as much room as possible for Reed Mitchell to come in and get that Okay, for the run.
So after back-to-back hits, back-to-back walks, now issued to Kramer and Meyer, and now still nobody out. Two runs are already in. Isaac Tramp, the sophomore first baseman, after a quick meeting between Kessinger and Medeiros. Well, the Blue Jays are threatening for a big inning here early. Out to a 2-0 lead. They're at the corner, still nobody out. Here's the sophomore and Tramp. And now a throw down to second, but it's cut off. Trying to set it up to make Kramer dart for home, but Kramer, the veteran that he is, was not biting it. But now Meyer up into second base, scoring position as well. One ball, no strikes here on Tramp. Big body to right-hander. Medeiros delivers, and it's fouled away towards the cars. One ball, one strike. Freshman Colin Montgomery due up next. Boy, the Big East, I'll tell you what, was a fun league to follow in 25, and Jefferson West, just a two-loss team, and first-ever Big East League championship, as another one is fouled away here by Tramp to make it 1-2. Both Jefferson West and Perry LeCompton, they're part of the Bishop Ward Regional. They both won their games yesterday, but they're on opposite sides of the bracket, so those two teams could potentially meet in a regional championship, as that one is taken on the outside corner, called strike three. And Tramp down for the first out of the inning, and that is much needed for Medeiros and ACCHS.
Yeah, Medeiros is going to battle out hard here early on. You've already put it yourself into a mental game here, but for Medeiros, it's just about keeping two, only giving up on the board, and no more damage done.
Still at second and third, one out. Here's the lefty and freshman, Colin Montgomery, and the first pitch is taken outside for ball one. Runner at third is Mitchell Kramer. Runner at second, Jayton Meyer. The batter is Colin Montgomery. Medeiros sets, kicks, and deals. Another one outside, 2-0. You mentioned it right there, KP. You just got to limit it. Try to get out of it with only the two runs allowed, but again, still two outs are needed to make that happen. Hitter-friendly count, the 2-0, is a slow roller over the mound. Picked up by the shortstop to first, in time for the out, but a run is in to make it 3-0. That was a good play by Bodaroff over there at short to cut that one off and get the out. But a productive at-bat for Montgomery, he drives in a run to make it 3-0.
Yeah, I mentioned the great play by Bodaroff there. He went from the infield dirt, went all the way into the grass, nearly went to the other side of the dirt between first and second to even make that pickup. I had a nice throw, a nice fast reaction to first base.
Here's the sophomore left fielder, Curtis Fitzgerald, runner at third, and now two outs. First pitch is taken, a fastball called strike number one.
But regardless, Montgomery still productive at bat, sacrifice grounder, and already early on here, the Blue Jays are flying away with a 3-0 lead.
Jumping out early here on the Tigers. Still a chance for more, but they need a base hit here. Next pitch tailed outside. One ball, one strike here on the sophomore left fielder, Curtis Fitzgerald. Where's jersey number 8? Again, batting from the right side, fairly straight up with his stance. Good wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Medeiros, staggered stance. Sidearm delivery is inside. And now 2 balls and 1 strike. So 3 runs put up here by the Blue Jays in this first inning. But Medeiros has done a good job getting the last 2 on a strikeout and a ground out. Here's the pitch. It is outside. Now 3-1. Cole Middle, junior right fielder in the on-deck circle. Well, Medeiros has already walked 2 in the inning, and now a chance to add to that, but a good pitch there. It swung on and missed, and the count runs full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the sun peaking, there's some shade covering behind home plate, a little bit of the infield, but about 70-80% of the field in the sunshine right now. Next pitch, in there, called strike 3 looking, and that is a monster second strikeout in the final out of the inning for ACCHS. But the Tigers give up 3, and after one inning here in Sabetha, the Blue Jays lead the Tigers 3-0 here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the second inning here in Sabetha's. Isaac Carter is back to work. Adrian Diaz steps in, the freshman third baseman for ACCHS. A swing and a miss at the first offering. And we start the top of the second inning with an 0-1 count. The Blue Jays out to a 3-0 lead. Next pitch, a swing and a fly out to center field. Running back and not able to get there is Winger in center. Kind of hesitated. It got over his head and a leadoff double for the freshman, Adrian Diaz.
Well, the Tigers' leadoff has been quite productive here already. Again,
single and a double.
Yeah, you talk about Kuntz back in the first inning. Well, technically two singles, but of course he had to go back and re-hit and hit to the same spot, but already two hits on this game for the Tigers.
There's the first pitch to Noah Medeiros, the pitcher. He takes it in there for a called strike. Just kind of watching how Winger was trying to track that ball. He might have just misjudged kind of the pace off the bat and got over his head in a leadoff double here for Diaz. There's the foul ball right there, but he quickly, now Medeiros falling behind at 0-2. Tigers in a spot here with a runner at second. Nobody out in the second. Trailing 3-0 here in Sabetha against the Blue Jays. Final game of the four quarterfinals that have been played here today. Next pitch outside. Good eye there for Medeiros. Now 1-2. The lefty, a close stance. Slight bend to the knees. The righty, Isaac Carter, sets chest level. Looks back at second. Next one high and outside. It's 2-2.
Yeah, Medeiros, he has about maybe a half foot in between the inside stripe of the white chalk. He's also not completely choked up to the bottom of the barrel of his bat. He's got about a 3-inch gap there before the bottom.
A little bit choked up. That one is, just outside. Close, but no cigar. Now from 0-2 to 3-2.
And here he's showing great patience as well.
3-2. Runner at second. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. And a late swing and just fouled it off down the left field line to stay alive at 3-2.
And you don't want to get to that full count. You can't take any risks of any possibly clipping into that zone. So it was a good take there by Medeiros to just foul that one out left and see if he can find a better pitch into his pond.
So another chance here at 3-2 as Harder sets chest level, straight up, fires over the top. It is outside, ball 4. Throw to third on the steal attempt, not in time. So Diaz taking third on the stolen base. That pitch was a little bit outside and a good at bat for Noah Medeiros as he takes the walk, and the Tigers now their first two on here in this inning. Down 3-0, they're at the corners with nobody out.
Tremendous steal there by Diaz. He had a great lead, a significant lead off the second base, and the throw to third base was just way too high, and Diaz had a nice slide in.
Now you got to get some production here if you're the Tigers. Down 3 early, but they're at the corners, nobody out. First pitch swinging is Nathaniel Ohm, and right on top of the press box. Could have caught it if the roof wasn't there, but it's no balls and 1-1. Made a loud thud. That might have been a dent.
Possibly.
Probably been a few of those over time here.
Maybe one of those sunroofs where you can pull it in and out.
Well, Diaz at third, Medeiros at first. Nobody out here for the Tigers, but trailing 3-0 here against the Blue Jays. Harder sets, kicks, fires. Good stab by Mitchell, the catcher, to keep it in front. And it's 1-1. Nathaniel Ohm, O-O-M, senior first baseman.
Well, here already the umpire communicating with the Blue Jays coach, possibly looking over a lineup. I saw the lineup card in his hand.
A little pause in the action here. As we continue on, our coverage here, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman and Profit with you. It's hard to believe, man, just a couple weeks left in the 24-25 high school sports season.
Yeah, just like that, we head into the Legion schedule, which we'll see a lot of these guys, you know, play for their respective regions, for their Legion team. But here, you know, you're looking for an opportunity for a chance to get yourself to the state title, to, well, just to get to state in general. And here it starts off with regional play, and we know how successful Sabeth has been the last couple of years with coming out of the regional as the winners.
Yeah, so again, last year Sabeth won 19 games. They were the Big 7 League champs, lost 3-1 to Hoisington in the first round of the state tournament in Manhattan. The umpires are still discussing something with the coaching staff for the Blue Jays. Going back to 2023, also the Big 7 League champs, they won 19 games again and lost 3-1 in the state tournament in the first round. That was to Wichita Collegiate. And then you go back to 2022, they won 15 games and lost 5-4 to Columbus in the first round. So three consecutive close games, but first round exits for the Blue Jays. You know this senior class is itching to get one more opportunity. Obviously got to get through tonight's game. They have a 3-0 lead early. Nemaha Central awaiting in the semifinals next week. Very familiar opponents and rival. As we are still discussing something, by the way, with the umpires, if you were curious. We're not missing anything to this point, but not sure if it's an error with the lineup or something, but Sabetha in the infield just kind of hanging around on the mound. Now the umpire pointing something to a coach for ACCHS. We're hanging out, though. The wind is still blowing. The crowd has settled in. See some jackets now. It's a little bit cooler, certainly, when we started our games today. Sun is trying to set its way down south. See some blankets, some hoodies out there. Staying breezy, but still trying to figure out exactly what this lengthy break is all about. But it appears we are getting back settled in and ready to go. As we mentioned, the next batter here is Nathaniel Ohm. Count is 1-1. They're at the corners with nobody out. Sabetha, the 3-0 lead. Carter finally sets, delivers, ground ball left side. Kramer to his right, bobbles a little bit. Only play is at first. Boy, he made a dart to get that out. But a productive at-bat for Ohm as he drives in a run to make it 3-1.
And despite Kramer not making the clean play on that, he still blocked it with his hand and was able to make the scoop up in his glove and the throw first base on time to get the first out of the inning.
Well, you needed that if you were ACCHS, but still only one out, and the first pitch to Brooks Goodpasture is fouled away and out of play for strike number one. Medeiros in that process went up to second. You know Kramer wanted that DP, but a little bit of the bobble, all he could do was dart one with heavy velocity to first, and that's what he did. Next pitch up and inside, 1-1 to Brooks Goodpasture. Runner at second is Medeiros. Harder sets, chest level, straight up with it. Now fires it in, a swing and a foul tip, and a strike number two. Not sure if it was tipped actually, but nonetheless, it's 1-2. Harder sets, looking for his first strikeout tonight. That one up and outside, good eye, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, you mentioned that he still hasn't recorded his first strikeout yet. He's still trying to get comfortable from the mound position. Only one run given up. You know, in his mind, that's about all he wants to do.
2-2 count. One out. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. Lifted high in the air. Playable in the infield. Foul territory. First base side. Easy play for Tramp as he secures that one in the leather for out number two. And that brings up the junior DH and Quentin Allison.
Now batting the DH, number 28, Quentin Allison.
So after a double and a walk, a ground out and a pop out.
Yeah, DH comes in a game, or is in the game for a reason. That's your designated hitter. Looking for a big hit here with a runner in scoring position on second base for the first take outside the zone.
The Tigers have scratched across one on Ohm's ground out to short. Still a base hit, could add another. They're down 3-1 here in the top of the second. Allison, a left-handed hitter, kind of hesitated there, but held back. It's 2-0. Pitch was high. Open on his left-handed stance. Harder, the right-handed thrower. Sets the chest. Looks back at second and fires one in. High chopper, left side. Tough play. Kramer dives, fields, throws. And the tag applied for the out. Great play, both sides. Kramer and Tramp to secure it to end the inning. But the Tigers get on the board on an RBI ground out by Nathaniel Ohm. We head to the bottom of the second inning. 3-1 Sabetha here on KNZA.
Recover closer to home with the swing bed program at Holton Community Hospital. Whether you're healing from surgery, illness, or injury, even if your procedure was at another hospital, you can continue your care right here in Jackson County. Our skilled team provides IV therapy, rehab, wound care, and more, so you can focus on getting stronger surrounded by family. For more information, please call 785-305-1862. Speak to one of our case managers. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom two here on KNZA. Final game of our triple dip here this afternoon. And it's Sabetha leading Atchison County 3-1 as we go again to the bottom of the second inning. Brandon Crin and Kurt all with you. 8-9-1 in the Blue Jays order going against Noah Medeiros. It'll be Cole Minold, Isaac Harder, and then we swing it back to the top with Kyler Winger.
Yeah, you mentioned Cole Minold, who will lead this off in this bottom of the second. 267 batting average, 12 hits on the season, 18 RBIs, one triple. So he'll try to lead things off. Sabetha, their first two hitters that came up in that top of the first, or bottom of the first, they had back-to-back hits, and that's the production the Blue Jays want, is to, you know, get those hits early on, let that momentum work throughout the rest of the order here. But Medeiros has a chance against the 8-9 to record some easy sway outs.
Now the first pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1 to junior right fielder Cole Minold. Batting from the right side, wears jersey number 3. Fairly straight up with his stance, slight bend to the knees. Here's the lefty Medeiros, and it's low and outside. 1-1. Defensively, behind Medeiros, Kessinger the catcher, Diaz at third, Bodaroff at short, good pasture at second, Ohm the first baseman. 1-1, fouled away, right into the Tiger dugout.
That was a hot shot.
That took some oohs and ahs from the crowd there.
Everyone's all right in the box.
Appears everyone's okay. The left fielder is Vesser, center fielder is Hanke, the right fielder is Koontz. 1-2. Here on Minold. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Secured. It was actually tipped, but secured by Kessinger. So a leadoff strikeout. That's 3 strikeouts now here for Medeiros, and that's the first out here in the second.
Yeah, and he's had back-to-back. He ended that.
Actually struck out 3 of the last 4.
Yeah.
Got a little rhythm going after kind of a shaky start, but here is Isaac Harder. Number 9 hitter, lefty, rocking the 1 batting glove on his right hand. Settles below the left hand that rests up top with no glove. And the first pitch in there for a called strike. It's 0-1.
Well, don't think it takes much for someone to tell you that. It doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish.
That's right.
And right here, Medeiros is already getting the good groove for the strike zone.
Comes a little bit inside with that one missing. 1-1. Base is empty, 1 down, bottom 2 here in Sabetha. Blue Jays leading the Tigers 3-1. Medeiros sets, staggered stance, and fires in right in there, fouled away, and it's 1-2. Kind of a staggered stance with his left foot towards the third base side of the rubber. When he settles in, that right foot more towards the first base side of the rubber. Here's a 1-2, and it's hit to the right side, a little line drive, not a lot of heat behind it, but it's caught by Ohm for out number 2. Caught it about knee high. So after that shaky start, as we mentioned, and after giving up a walk, 5 straight retired for Noah Medeiros. Now that's back up to the top of the order now with Kyler Winger. Now the first pitch to him is high for 1-1. Led off the game with a single. And a run scored, also stole a base in the process to get around, batting for the second time in as many innings. Medeiros trying to go 1-2-3. Next pitch, fouled away, tailing out of play, lands on the grass. And the count, 1-1.
Well, there's definitely no issue with a rocky start as long as you can back it up here. And already ACCHS, as you mentioned, has retired the last five batters and defensively playing a little stronger and tighter here.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Another foul away down the right field side. And now one ball, two strikes here on Kyler Winger.
Well, it's a good thing all those kids are running after the last foul ball because they were already in the area to run after the next one.
And we got late in that second game with Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, and we had a stoppage of play because the umpire had run out of balls. Here's a 1-2. Ground ball, shortstop side, Potter off field, chest high, low throw, and unable to dig it out is Ulm at first. And chugging to second base is Kyler Winger, and he's going to get there safely on the throwing error. It was fielded perfectly, but a low throw, and it was a tough dig for Ulm, and couldn't do so, and that's an error for ACCHS.
That was an unfortunate, as you mentioned, it was really greatly fielded by Bodaroff. He just wasn't able to get a good enough of a throw. It had a skip about a couple feet in front of Ulm, but that's really hard to make, especially from the stretch.
So two outs, runner now in scoring position. Here is Reed Mitchell, who singled and scored in that first inning. And now another high chopper, another chance for Bodaroff at short, another low throw, but not in time. It was dug out this time by Ulm. He made the great play, but the speed by Mitchell beat the throw, and the inning continues. They're at the corners with two outs, infield hits, and two hits now for Reed Mitchell in his many innings. Now the Blue Jays with two outs putting something together.
Well, that one you can't put down on Bodaroff. He had a great field for it, and he had a hot throw that went where he wanted it to go. It had a good skip a couple of feet in front of the bag. Ulm had a good field for it. It was just a bang-bang play. That was a side by no more than, you know, inches.
So here's Mitchell Kramer, an RBI chance with two outs. Boy, that one goes behind him, and it's snagged by Kessinger. Keep it away from the backstop, and it's one ball, no strikes. So after a strikeout and a line out, an error and a single, as the Blue Jays with runners at the corners. Here's the pitch. And now a throw down to second base, and it gets out into center field, and it's going to be a run scored to make it 4-1. So a couple of throwing errors here has costed the Tigers a run, and now the Blue Jays back up by three.
That is one of the kind of the tougher throwing errors you can make, and as a catcher, you kind of have to have in the back of your head, but when you throw it to second and there's a guy on third, he's going to try to take off for home, and right there, it was just a great play and look by Kyle Winger, who just had that take.
And the 2-0 is outside, and now three balls, no strikes here to Mitchell Kramer, who walked and scored in the first. Jayden Meyer in the on-deck circle, all this production being done with two outs. Next pitch, just missed outside, and it's a four-pitch walk. And the inning continues. Third walk tonight for Medeiros, and the cleanup man and Jayden Meyer. Runners at first and second and two down. The lead now 4-1 for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Meyer batting .290 this season, 11 RBIs and 18 hits.
So Medeiros here, after a good start to the inning, it's shaken up on him a little bit, and the first pitch to Meyer is taken high for ball one. Medeiros sets. Runner at second is Mitchell. Runner at first is Kramer. Here's the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0.
And Medeiros, I mean, he had a great stretch. He had the back-to-back strikeouts, five straight outs, and now just a little bit rattled, but there's still two outs on the board for him to work with. He just has to get out any way he can.
Right, next pitch, low and inside. Three balls and no strikes. Seven straight outside the zone for Noah Medeiros, threatening for a back-to-back four-pitch walk scenario here, but got to find the strike zone, 3-0. And he does take a little bit off to make sure it gets over. And Meyer took it all the way, now three balls, one strike.
And Medeiros, in a situation like this, does not want to load the bases. Even though there's two outs on the board, loading the base against a Blue Jays team that's been so dominant, does not want to do that.
And Mitchell, they're going to call a balk here. All right, well, the runner took off, and that was Mitchell at second, but they stopped play, and they call a balk, and both runners are going to advance. We've seen a couple of balks here today.
Yeah, we saw a real crucial one in our first game that was called against Royal Valley that led to a scoring run off third base.
Stoppage of play here, and Well, ACCHS not agreeing with the balk call, but that is what has been made to this point. Counts 3-1 on Meyer. Madero set and was ready to fire. And Mitchell saw an opening, and he took off for third base. And then when Madero's turned around, they blew it dead and called the balk. And the play stands. So the runners are at second and third with two down. The count, 3-1 here on the sophomore third baseman, Jayton Meyer.
Definitely nothing more scary than a 3-1 count against a cleanup guy with runners in scoring position.
And he takes it outside, ball four, and the bases are juiced for Isaac Tramp. This is a big moment, KP, in this ballgame.
Yeah, you mentioned a huge moment. Isaac Tramp, I mentioned earlier, batting 278 on the season. He's got 20 hits. He's got 20 RBIs. He's got a chance to possibly rack up two with a hard single. But now there's the mound meeting to maybe just try to cool things down for Madero's.
So we got a mound visit here.
Only one out. That's all he needs to be done.
You just need one. All bases are alive for the outs. Madero stays true. The mound meeting, very brief. Tigers scatter back to their positions, and a monstrous opportunity here for the sophomore, Isaac Tramp, who struck out swinging his first time up. But Mitchell at third, Kramer at second, Meyer at first. Two down in the bottom of the second inning with the Blue Jays leading 4-1, and a chance for more.
Back-to-back innings where the Blue Jays have been able to get seven to come up to bat. It's going to be massive.
Here we go. Madero sets and delivers the first offering. It runs inside and misses for ball one.
Well, for Madero's, you definitely don't want to get that ball behind your catcher and have a wild pitch progress all the runners.
One ball, no strikes. Blue Jays trying to add to a three-run lead. Here's the pitch. It is fouled away. One ball, one strike. You're on the sophomore first baseman, Isaac Tramp. Wears jersey number 12 and bats from the right side. The bases are loaded. Madero shakes off the first sign, checks yes to the next, sets staggered and fires. Ground ball, right side. Good pasture at second field. Two first in time to get the out. But a little bit of damage certainly done. So they hold it to one. Madero's gets out of the inning with that minimal damage applied. So two innings in the books here in Sabetha. The Blue Jays 4 and the Tigers 1 here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final game of the triple header here on KNZA. KP, BT, Double K with you. Been a fun night, brother. Right now, 4-1, the Blue Jays leading Atchison County as we go to the third.
Yeah, it's been a great night so far. It's been pretty windy. Like I said, we've been between 25 to 30 miles an hour. We've got a couple of...
Don't undersell that. Pretty windy is underselling it for the most part. But it feels like in this last game, it is not been quite as gusty as maybe those first couple of games, but Isaac Carter now, his team sporting him a three-run lead as we go to the top of the third inning, and back to the top of the order for the 7-16 Atchison County Tigers and Kane Koontz after a leadoff single. Well, technically two leadoff singles that resulted into one, but he is back up there for the second time as Carter delivers and just missed inside, one ball, no strikes.
And I'm still unsure on that situation. He hit it out to right shallow, and then they told me I had to go back and hit it on the 1-1 count. And, well,
next
on the
pitch
next
he
pitch,
saw?
He put it in the same spot. So
pretty much.
Again, that was just, he was real frustrated, and he sent that one out harder out in right shallow.
Carter's next pitch was a little bit low for ball two. You said it perfectly. The ball don't lie.
No, it don't.
Perfectly there for him. But two balls, no strikes here on Kane Kuntz, the sophomore right fielder. Here's Harder's pitch, a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch there, and it's 2-1. Vesser and Kessinger will follow in the inning, top three in the order. As the Tigers sport the mainly gray tops, orange stripes down the side of it, and there's a foul ball there by number six and Kuntz, and now two balls and two strikes.
Carter Isaac, not quite stressing, but still, if he can try to get that first strikeout for himself, might be able to find himself in a comfortable situation, being able to get more of those strike calls inside the zone, just being able to work the canvas a little better.
Well, I've seen it all night from the defenses, including the center fielder, playing more towards the right field side with that win, and there's a swing and a miss for a strikeout by Harder, his first tonight and the first out here in the third.
Yeah, 32 on the season, so for him, being able to get that first strikeout against the leadoff man from the Tigers, that should give him a little bit of confidence here as he goes against the 2-3 in the order.
Here's junior left fielder Rance Vesser. Reached on a fielder's choice his first time up, and he fouls away the first pitch for strike one. Base is empty, one down, top three, 4-1. Blue Jays leading. Nemaha Central awaiting the winner in the semifinals next week. Harder wastes no time, fires it in there, and just missed outside. One ball, one strike. In the first semifinal set for next Wednesday, Marysville and Riverside. That is the 5-1 matchup, respectively. Next pitch off the zone, 2-1 now. Here on Rance Vesser. Harder kicks and deals. A little bit high, three balls, one strike. Well, so far, Harder has struck out one. He has walked one, giving up two hits and the one run. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good comeback there. And the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Righty versus righty matchup here. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, playable at short. Kramer Fields vacuums it up. Throws the first a little bit to the right of Tramp at first, but reaching out to secure the catch and the out. And two up and two down.
And that's what defines a amazing and great well-rounded first baseman. Tramp, the extension to his right, keeping that left foot back on the bag, and he had that good lunge to get that second out.
So a strikeout and a ground out. Here's Riley Kessinger, the freshman catcher, and he takes a curveball in there for a called strike.
Yeah, Kessinger got real low, thinking maybe he can try to manipulate that zone. It went a little higher, but no, it went right down.
Here's the 0-1. That one got a little bit off the outer edge, called a ball. Now one ball, one strike. Says a lot. You're a freshman in Kessinger, and yet you're batting third in the order.
Yeah, you have a sophomore who leads it off and a freshman who bats third. That says a lot.
Fastball missed outside. Two balls, one strike. Base is empty, two down. Here in the top of the third inning, Blue Jays sporting the 4-1 lead. Next pitch, hard shot, right side. To the right is the second baseman, Montgomery. Beautifully done. Makes the play to first to retire the side. So a strikeout paired with a couple of ground outs. And Harder retires the Tigers 1-2-3 in the third. We go to the bottom of the third inning here on KNCA. The Blue Jays leading this game 4-1.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your health care needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Savetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Savetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Tigers going into the bottom of the third inning have changed pitchers. So Rance Vesser is the new pitcher. So we'll have to check on a couple of defensive assignments here. As Vesser was originally out in left field, but there will be a new left fielder. So Medeiros, three strikeouts, three walks. A couple of those runs unearned thanks to a couple of errors, but Tigers just trying to find some answers early. They trail the Blue Jays 4-1. As it will be once again Rance Vesser, the new pitcher. It'll be Colin Montgomery, the freshman at second baseman, who had a productive at bat his first time around with an RBI ground out. Leads off the bottom of the third here against the new pitcher in the right-hander in Rance Vesser. Over the top on that motion, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, it's definitely a little tough here for Medeiros to come out early because, again, defense had three errors alone behind him. But here to see if maybe the team can click a little better with a new face on the mound.
Next pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Following Montgomery is sophomore Curtis Fitzgerald and junior Cole Minold. 6, 7, and 8 in this Blue Jays lineup, looking for win number 14. Next pitch, way outside, now 2-1. Mentioned the RBI ground out by Montgomery in the first. Ground out to short, brought in a run. Now leading things off here in the home half of the third. Vesser sets and deals, and it's kind of nubbed off the inner part of the bat, fielded by Bodaroff, and a throw to first in time. We got two great defensive shortstops in this game with Kramer for the Blue Jays and Bodaroff for the Tigers.
Yeah, what an incredible play by Bodaroff. And talk about his extension from his position on the field. I mean, he has so much mobility from that spot, and that's a lot of his, you know, his wrestling, his great athleticism he gets from that sport as one of the top in his classification and weight class. Again, this ability to run down there and to track it and to throw it on time is incredible.
Here's Curtis Fitzgerald, takes one up and in for 1. He struck out to end the first. His first time up, now batting with one out. Bases empty here in the bottom of the third. Blue Jays leading it 4-1. Next pitch, a foul tip. Evens the count, 1-1.
Looks like a slight time. The home plate umpire came and talked to the new pitcher, Vesser, and now the catcher is communicating with coach of ACCHS, Grillett.
Well, trying to, during this little stoppage of play, trying to determine the defensive shifts here for the Tigers with, again, the new pitcher. I believe that's 16 at second base, just talking out loud to myself. I think that is Ohm at second base now. And the next pitch, a little bit up and inside, 2-1. Fitzgerald sets, out of the windup. Here is Vesser's right-handed delivery. It is outside, now 3-1. Three balls, 1-1, 1 out, base is empty. And here's Vesser's pitch. It is low, 4. So a 1-out walk puts Fitzgerald at first, and that brings up Cole Minold.
And Blue Jays have done a great job here just staying patient from the plate. 4 walks taken today from the Blue Jays, and they've been doing, again, a great job of staying patient from the plate.
So Vesser now, first time out of the stretch, and it's a swing and a foul tip. Well, Fitzgerald took off for second, but now has to go back. And the count here to Minold now, 0-1. So it looks like Medeiros is now the first baseman. There's a throw to first. And back in safely is Fitzgerald. Vesser sets, fires to Minold. Lifted out, and it's tailing towards the gap in right center, and that baby is trouble. That's going to get all the way up to the bottom base of the fence, and this is more than extra bases. This is an RBI triple for Cole Minold. Boy, and he took a heavy turn around third, but the brakes went on quickly, and a heavy at bat is added to the lead. It is 5-1 Blue Jays.
Yeah, and that triple is clearly going to score the guy on first base and Fitzgerald. We've seen three triples total today through our broadcasting, and the absolute speed of the showcase we have seen from these batters, and of course, Cole Mendel coming in huge with that RBI triple.
So again, during all this, trying to gather some of these substitutions for the Tigers defensively as Harder steps in and swings and misses at the first pitch to make it 0-1. Medeiros is now at first. Ohm is now the second baseman. As Besser fires, fastball high, and it's 1-1. Still need to determine who is out in left field. I think that's the only one we're looking for. But Mendel at third after an RBI triple. 5-1 lead now for the Blue Jays. Trying to add more. Besser's pitch is outside. Now 2-1.
That was the 19th RBI this season driven in by Cole Mendel. So big time in the eighth spot in the order, now in the ninth here.
Had his first triple? And the next pitch, laced out into the gap in right center, and that is a base knock. It's cut off quickly by Hanke, gets it in quickly. Back-to-back RBI knocks, this one via the single by number 9 in the order in Isaac Harder.
It was the second triple of the season,
okay.
So not only does he record his 19th RBI of the year, he also picks up triple number 2. So that talks a lot about a player like him to be able to get quickly around those base paths and be able to extend those hits out to the outfield. But also, here real quickly, great hit, piece of contact by Harder, Isaac.
So for the third time in as many innings, here's Kyler Winger as Besser tosses over to Medeiros to get Harder back in there safely. The Blue Jays methodically blowing this game open in the bottom of the third. Their lead is 5, still only one out. 6-1. Here's Besser's pitch. Ground ball left side, through the hole and out into left for a base hit. So a triple and then back-to-back singles. The Blue Jays keeping the line moving. Now 2 on and still only one out.
Yeah, just keep on jumping in the line, and that's what the Blue Jays have been able to keep on doing with 3 straight hits now, a triple and 2 singles.
Now, good pasture, by the way, is out in left field. So I believe we got all the defensive alignments down, but here's a mound meeting as the Tigers are in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, now you see the mound meeting, and man, this is just blown open. But Sabetha, the consistency so far in this game with the hitting and, of course, the pitching, and I talked about it in pregame, consistency is what has won the teams that have won today. Just be able to, you know, what they've done in the first inning, they can do in the second. What they do in the second, they do in the third, and it's all about consistency. And ACCHS, they just started off on the wrong foot with 3 errors in the first 2 innings, and here they're kind of paying that price, and they have a chance to, you know, allow more runs in this bottom of the third.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Number 3 in as many innings for the Tigers. Blue Jays soaring right now. They lead it 6-1. Take a timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owners.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, I apologize for that premature break. It was not a pitching change, but the Tigers made some defensive substitutions, and as we were coming out of that break, how about a 2-run triple down the right field line for Reed Mitchell, and the Blue Jays officially busting it wide open with an 8-1 lead, still batting in the third.
It's safe to say that the Blue Jays have opened their wings, and now they have truly fought true flight in this bottom of the third with 2 triples and 2 singles, 4 straight hits.
Here's the pitch to Mitchell Kramer, taken outside for ball number one. Ben Hanke is the new left fielder, and then you got Caden Hanke in center. And now runner at third, and that one goes behind and gets to the backstop. Charging in is Mitchell, a feet first slide, and they're safely 9-1 Blue Jays.
I give it 8 out of 10 on the style points. I like to say the hand behind the head on the slide in, but for the most part, great read by Reed Mitchell on third base to be able to identify that wild pitch and be able to take off early.
Now the Blue Jays, a monstrous third inning, still only one out. The base is now empty with Mitchell scoring on the wild pitch, but five have crossed. It's 9-1. There's a foul tip there by Kramer, and now two balls and one strike. Kramer has walked in his first two at-bats and has scored a run, also has stolen a base.
So much production from these top three batters in the order, and that's really all you can ask for is, as a coach, when you put these three guys in the top of your order.
There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Vesser that time, and it's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, talk about the top of the order. You got Winger with two hits, three runs scored. Mitchell, three hits, two RBIs, including a triple. And then two walks here for Kramer, batting for the third time. And now he hits this one high in the air, deep left field. And that one drops and two hops to the warning track. And will he pump the brakes? And he hesitates around second, has to go back. The throw is not in time. Boy, he really wanted a triple there, but he lands on a double, and the barrage of extra base hits continue here for the Blue Jays in the third. Two triples and now a double.
Yeah, if you put that out to the right side of the field, definitely would have went over the fence. But again, when you got probably now 15 mile per hour wind coming out of the left side, that's just hard to try to push it over that fence. But still, what a great hit.
If he was a lefty and had that same knock, it would may have been an opportunity to get out with that win, but landing on second base, Vesser throwing back. And back in there safely, a wide throw. Bodaroff caught it, kept it out from going to center. But a 9-1 Blue Jays lead, still one out in the third. And that first pitch to Jayton Meyer, who steps in. A little bit high for ball one. Also productive day, couple of walks. And the 1-0. Inside, but called a strike, and it's one ball, one strike.
And still only one out in this bottom of the third here for the Blue Jays. They've just been so productive here with the at-bat and keeping themselves from getting those outs on the board.
And that one is fouled away and kind of ricocheted off of Meyer there, a little hobble out of the box, but appears to be okay. And the count now one ball, two strikes.
And we talked about how good the top three in the order is, but of course you can also throw Meyer in there with his back-to-back walks he has earned.
Vesser sets. Kramer at second base, off speed, late swing, but it's fouled away. It stays 1-2. The Blue Jays wasted little time in the first, scoring three, added one in the second, and have blown it open with five here in the third. Two triples, a double. Still only one out. Vesser's pitch up and in. Even Stevens now, two balls, two strikes.
And you saw ACC's defense starting to clamp up a little bit, especially at the end of the first, at the start of the bottom of the second. But after that, Blue Jays, they've just really been able to find that comfort zone on the offensive side.
Next pitch popped up in the air, right side. It's foul territory and towards the dugout, and it bounces down, so it stays 2-2.
Thought the bird was going to make the play on it for just a second.
The Tigers could use every bit of help right now. It's just been a tough go here in this third inning. Blue Jay bats are hot. Still one out. Runner at second, Mitchell Kramer. Count on Meyer, two balls, two strikes. Lights are on. Beautiful night, breezy, calm conditions. Vesser sets, chest level, now turns, fires back to second. And back in safely is Kramer once again. The semifinals and championship game here in Sabetha will be played next Wednesday afternoon. And that pitch runs inside and hits Meyer. So a lengthy at-bat turns into a hit by pitch, and that's going to put two on now with still only one out.
And how about the Blue Jays, the first and second inning, having seven batters come up, and now they've had all nine go through the order in this bottom of the third. Just the at-bat production, I'm sure Coach Curtis Hamilton is quite pleased with how his team has been able to produce and be patient.
Well, remember, Montgomery led off the inning, and he grounded out. So, So, let me tell you what we saw there. Kramer took off for third, and on the throw by the catcher from his knees, threw it right into the chest of the batter in Tramp. Yikes.
He's looking good right now. He's taking a couple of practice swings pretty far outside the left box, so he's just getting a chance to probably catch his breath, as one would probably want to do after getting a ball thrown straight in the chest no more than 3 feet away.
Meyer in the process up to second base, so second and third, and now a ball in play. It's a high chopper to third. Diaz Fields throwing. It's off target, gets away. One run is in. Here comes Meyer chugging his way around third. He taps home plate with ease, and the throwing error tags two, and it's a 10-run lead and 7-run third inning for the Blue Jays.
Well, it's likely that Kramer would have scored off the grounder, but the error was able to extend Meyer to go in and score, and then, of course, Tramp able to even reach base. That is now four crucial errors on the game that has just kind of bled into this ACCHS team.
The 10th batter to come up, nine consecutive batters have reached. Montgomery started this inning with a ground out. They have not recorded an out since. That first pitch to him outside for ball one. He is 0 for 2 today with two ground outs to short, but his ground out to short in the first produced an RBI. Runner at first, still one out. 11-1, Blue Jays by 10.
And I know it's not too far out of the horizon line right now, but if you're ACCHS, you don't want to allow too many runs more in this inning because, again, the run rule is 15 after 3, and right now it's a 10-run lead here for the Blue Jays.
Now, still a little ways off that, but they are certainly threatening with it. Here's a ground ball through the hole and into right field for a hit. Rounding first, heading to third is Tramp, and it's a single by Montgomery, and the inning continues.
Six hits in this inning. Just what a masterpiece put together here by the 1-9 order from the Blue Jays being able to make incredible contact.
Really. The Tigers are thinking, how can we just get a second out? But the Blue Jays are putting a bat on the ball consistently, multiple extra base hits. A single by Montgomery now brings up Curtis Fitzgerald for a second time in the inning. He walked, and he has also struck out today back in the first. They're at the corners, still only one out. 11 runs, 9 hits for the Blue Jays right now. That's their first pitch a little bit outside for ball one.
I should mention that single also for Montgomery. Now all nine Blue Jays have been able to reach on base once, which is just really impressive.
A dominant showing for the Blue Jays here in this first round tilt. One ball, no strikes. Spencer's pitch is a little bit in the dirt, 2-0. Cole Minold on deck, who started that run of three extra base hits in a five-batter stretch. 2-0 is high. Now three balls, no strikes. Here's a throw down to first, and back in safely is Montgomery.
And if you're ACCHS, you're looking for those outs. You're looking for the back pick. You're looking for the pick. You know, it's any way you can try to get that second out, that's what it's trying to get forced here.
I would expect Fitzgerald to keep the bat on the shoulder. Does just that. Pitches low, ball four, and the bases are loaded.
Oh, and just like that, it is just a scary situation now for the Tigers.
Well, Cole Minold ripped a triple, produced a run, and his first at bat this inning. He stands up there. He's also struck out back in the second. He hits this one right to the first baseman in Medeiros, who makes the snag, tags the first base back for the double play. You want to say just what the doctor ordered. Tigers desperately needed that. But damage certainly done, and that's an understatement. Seven runs posted up by the Blue Jays, and they lead the Tigers by 10. We go to the fourth inning. You're on KNZA. You're listening to High School Baseball.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth inning here on KNZA, and it's been all Blue Jays. They sent 12 to the plate and scored 7 runs in the bottom of the third. Their lead is 10 right now on the Tigers at 11-1. And Isaac Carter back to work. And right now a 2-0 count on Max Bonderoff, who has made a couple nice defensive plays at short today.
Nearly every Blue Jay has went through the order 3 times while there are still Tigers, as Bonderoff here with his just second plate appearance of the game.
Grounded out to short his first time up. Next pitch runs inside by Harder. Now 3 balls, no strikes. That was a dominant third inning for the Blue Jays with 7 runs on 6 hits. Harder puts one over the plate, and now 3 balls, 1 strike. Diaz and Medeiros will follow. Harder delivers. Called strike, 3-2. Well, again, Nemaha Central awaits the winner in the semifinals next week. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Easy money for Montgomery. Waist-high catch and flips it on to first base for the out. So after Harder got behind in the count 3-0, he gets it to 3-2, and ultimately Bonderoff grounds out to begin the inning.
And talk about the supporting cast that has been behind Harder Isaac today, just his infield. He's only recorded 1 strikeout. That was in the last inning. So far, the infield has played extremely well. You talk about Kramer from shortstop, Montgomery from second, and, of course, also the outfielders. Their play has been also prolific today.
Not a single error by the Blue Jays defense. They have been clean in that regard. There's an off-speed pitch that got away from Harder there. And it's now 1-1 to the freshman, Adrian Diaz, who doubled and scored the lone run for the Tigers back in the second. Now a high chopping ball to the left side, which is foul territory there. So now 1-2. Sun is setting. The lights are on here in Sabetha tonight. Next pitch, a little bit low. And now 2-2. Good eye there by Diaz. Here's the windup and the offering. This is hit well towards the gap in right center, but playing a little bit cheating that way was the center fielder and winger, and he chases it down in the gap to make the catch for out number 2. So Diaz has had 2 well-hit balls today, first one equaling a double, but that time, see the center fielders a lot tonight, Crendon, playing towards more of the gap in right center because of that wind. And now first pitch swinging, Medeiros, a little high chopper, and it hits off the glove of Montgomery. And that's going to be Medeiros reaching first base here with 2 down. It's going to be an error by Montgomery. Well, if you want to call it the announcer jinx, bringing up the Blue Jays not committing an error. Well, 2 batters later, they commit their first. That brings up Ohm. Gets the frame call there. Nice job by Mitchell to get that a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, but even with the first error of the game, you still got two down in the top of the fourth, so I feel like the Blue Jays defense still can try to get away with this one.
Here's a ground ball left side. It's taken by Meyer, and a low throw, and that is wild. It gets away and kicks out into right field, and everybody's going to be safe. And after the clean talk of good defense, back-to-back errors by the Blue Jays here in the fourth.
Yeah, I call it the double announcer's jinx. Not sure two negatives make a positive now.
Fair.
But
I take blame for it. You know I always take the blame.
Definitely the positive here for the ACCHS Tigers in this situation.
Here's Brooks Goodpasture, sophomore second baseman, popped out to the first baseman his first time up. But the Tigers a chance here with the runners, I should say, at first and third, but still two outs in the inning. But you gotta just try to keep the line moving. A long way to go. It's 11-1. Couldn't get the frame job there by Reed Mitchell. Now count evens up here on Goodpasture, 1-1. So Medeiros at third, Ohm at first. Here's Harder's 1-1 and a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. Top four, next pitch. In there, called strike three, and that retires the side. So after a couple of errors, allowed the Tigers to get two on. They strike out four, Isaac Harder, and that ends the inning. Go to the bottom of the fourth here in Sabetha. It's all Blue Jays. They lead it 11-1.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning coming your way here on KNZA. The Blue Jays pouring it on ACCHS 11-1. As we get going here in the bottom of the fourth inning, that third inning produced seven runs. They sent 12 to the plate. It'll be Harder, Winger, and Mitchell as the Blue Jays look to maybe close this game out a little bit early tonight, just like the first two.
Yeah, we've seen two straight run rule games. Right now, this one is on the pacing for that. Right now, both the Blue Jays have just been dominant, and they brought up seven to the plate in the first, seven in the plate in the second, and, of course, the outstanding and almighty 12 in the last inning, and that was really a punch card for the ticket for seven runs and six hits. And, again, ACCHS defensively not cleaning up very well right now.
All right, so we go to the fourth, bottom half of it. Here is Isaac Harder. That's her first pitch in the dirt for ball number one. A single and an RBI in the third. Harder does also a line out to first in the second. So 1-for-2, single, an RBI, and a run scored. And Besser kicks and fires. Fouled straight back. It's 1-1. Now the plan is we will be back here next week for the semifinals and championship game. Riverside and Marysville, game number one. And then Nemaha Central against the winner of this game and game number two as that next pitch is outside to make it 2-1. And, of course, the two winners will face off in the final game of the night for the regional championship. 2-1 by Vesser in the dirt, 3-1. Tyler Winger in the on-deck circle. Reed Mitchell after that. First two games ended in 12-2 finals. And now this one is sliced down the left field line, an oppo knock, and a base hit. A long turn, little hesitation, but Harder takes off for second. Here's the throw. Here's the tag. It's not in time. Another extra base hit for the Blue Jays, this time to lead off the fourth. It's a double by Isaac Harder.
And that was a tight squeeze for a slide-in double by Harder Isaac. I mean, that was just a bang-bang play, just a little too high of a throw there to the, I believe, shortstop that was carrying the second base bag, and then it just trying to apply that tag low just was not on time.
He had a little hesitation around first base that almost cost him there, but he was able to beat the tag. And the first pitch here to Kyler Winger is taken for strike number one. Fourth time up in as many innings. Kyler Winger, and he has been good today, just like a lot of these Blue Jays have. Next pitch fouled away, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, reached three times and has scored all three times as well. He's been a big compliment as a leadoff spot and as a senior leader in Wegner. That's kind of what your winger is, what you're expected to do.
Got again Isaac Harder at second base. Nobody out. No two count here on Kyler Winger. All but two Blue Jays have scored a run. All nine have at least reached base one time. Setzer sets out of the stretch, chest high, delivers, and it misses inside. It's one ball, two strikes. No, they called it strike three, and it popped out of the glove, and they secure the out with the strikeout down to first. Kind of a late call there by the umpire, but nonetheless a strikeout, and that's the first out of the inning.
Now, number four, Reed Mitchell.
Here's Reed Mitchell. How about a 3-for-3 afternoon? A triple and two singles. Two RBIs, couple of runs scored. Runner at second base, Isaac Carter after the leadoff double. First pitch to Reed Mitchell, a little bit up and out for ball one. Besser sets and delivers. Bends it in there, but missed just barely on the outside part of the plate, and it's 2-0. Mitchell, Kramer on deck. 11-1 Blue Jays batting in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Another one outside, 3-0. Well, again, the Tigers this year, 7 wins, all of which came in league play. Started the season 0-5 and lost 9 of their first 10. Here's a high fly ball on that. That landed fair territory. It did. On the third base side, and the third baseman in Diaz kind of let it go and thought maybe it was going to land foul. That just landed inside the line. And that is, quote-unquote, an infield hit.
What I just find strange about it is, regardless whether that was going foul or going fair, Diaz was less than maybe 2 feet away from where it dropped, so you would have thought that maybe you would have just made the play there for the pop-up regardless, try to help out your pitcher who's had a struggling day today, and the misplay was there, and there goes the hit. The runner's on.
And the first pitch to Mitchell, Kramer runs inside and hits him. Also need to mention that Micah Lang came in to courtesy run for Reed Mitchell, but so Kramer gets hit on the first pitch he sees here, and now the bases are loaded. With still one out. And it looks like we're going to get another pitching change here for the Tigers. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout. Bases loaded for the Blue Jays. They lead ACCHS 11-1 in the bottom of the fourth.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you. But perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A lot going on here in Sabetha tonight. Brandon Tadman, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman. 11-1, Blue Jays in control. They have the bases loaded with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And a new pitcher once again for the Tigers. It's going to be Riley Kessinger, who was catching. And as we kind of shuffle the defensive alignments, Medeiros, who started the game on the rubber, is now behind home plate, catching for Kessinger. We're going to see a pitch hitter as well here, Crendon, for the Blue Jays, for Jayton Meyer. It's going to be freshman Reed Tademan.
Yeah, a huge opportunity for a freshman to come in with the bases loaded. That's not something that usually a freshman gets to come in and see, but it is. And in a situation like this, it's a pot of gold in front of you. And for him, it's looking for that treasure. And I think the freshman has a big opportunity to try to get a big hit here.
Well, Ohm is back playing defensively at first as we try to shuffle the defensive alignments here. But nonetheless, Riley Kessinger on the bump, a right-handed thrower against the pitch hitter here in Reed Tademan. Bases loaded, one out, bottom four. First pitch is a swing and a miss for strike number one.
Tademan has only had one hit on the season and two runs scored and one RBI.
A limited action for sure, but a big lead here for the Blue Jays. Get him an opportunity. Big time one as well with the bases juiced. Next pitch by Kessinger outside. He evens up the count, one ball, one strike. And he takes over for Jayton Meyer, who had reached in all three of his at-bats with two walks and being hit by a pitch. Here's the 1-1. Another swing and a miss, and it's one ball, two strikes. Got Harder, the runner at third. Courtesy runner Micah Lang at second base. Got Kramer at first. Here's the 1-2. And just missing low, two balls, two strikes. Isaac Tramp in the on-deck circle for the Blue Jays. They scored three in the first, one in the second, and then seven in the third. Now threatening for more here in the fourth. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Tademan. So a strikeout recorded by Kessinger, and that is the second out of the inning.
Yeah, and for Kessinger coming up in his first batter face, you know, to be able to bring that 2-2 in the fifth pitch in for the strikeout call.
So now two outs, base is still loaded. Tramp takes one outside for ball number one. He has struck out, he has grounded out, and he has reached on an error. Setting at the belt, Kessinger fires. There's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball, one strike. A nice view here in Sabetha tonight. Sun down and the lights on. Next pitch inside, two balls, one strike. Well, we have seen, barring anything crazy from the Tigers, three potential blowouts here. First two games were 12-2 finals. Right now, this one 11-1. Now, this one is launched out of play foul towards the vehicles. Just pray it's not yours. And the count evened up. Two balls, two strikes. Pro tip, you park far away.
You do. You park as far as you can.
That is right.
And go away from the wind as well. That's also another pro tip.
Well, 2-2 count. Two outs. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Just missed a little bit low. And now the count full. Three balls, two strikes. A walk would produce a run.
Isaac Tramp just staying patient here. See what he does on the full count.
Kessinger's pitch. Inside ball four. The run is in. The easiest RBI you can get. Bases loaded walk. As Harder trots in to score. You got Lang, the courtesy runner up to third. Kramer to second. And, of course, now Tramp at first, and that keeps the inning alive with two down, and that brings up Montgomery. First pitch to him, taken in there for a called strike. It's 0-1.
Montgomery also technically not only just representing the could be final out, but also the game-winning run.
It's a 12-1 Sabetha lead. Here's the pitch, and an off-speed pitch that's fouled behind home plate, and quickly no balls, two strikes. Kessinger, the third pitcher utilized tonight for the Tigers. Medeiros started, Vesser took over for him, and then Kessinger has took over for Vesser this inning. Next pitch high, and it's one ball, two strikes. Montgomery, an RBI ground out in the first, a ground out in the third, and that lengthy third inning, he had a single. Here's 1-2, and it's hit up the middle and out into center field for a base knock. That's at least one. Here comes the runner around second. He will score a 2-RBI single by Colin Montgomery. He has driven in 3 tonight.
Yeah, huge back-to-back at-bats from Montgomery. Again, you mentioned both first times he ground out to the shortstop position. The last 2 innings, he's had 2 great single knocks, and that's what you want from your batter that's, you know, dropped into an 0-2 slump from the bounce back and then bring it to a 2-4.
So here is Curtis Fitzgerald batting for a 4th time, couple of walks and a strikeout. Runners at 1st and 2nd, 2 outs. The lead is 14-1. There's a called strike. Good location there. And the count quickly, no balls and 2 strikes here on Fitzgerald. Kessinger sets, fires it into Medeiros, and it's in there. Called strike 3, and that ends the inning. So a 3-pitch strikeout to finish that one off, but 3 more runs across. The Blue Jays extend it. We go to the 5th. 14-1 Blue Jays here on KNCA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I think so. Well, one final opportunity here for the Atchison County Community Tigers. It's been all Blue Jays tonight, Crendon. 14-1 as we go to the 5th inning of play. 3 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 7 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th. Consistency, brother, is key.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. Consistency is really the biggest point of attention for these games. And Sabetha, just looking through their innings so far this game, they have batted 12 total hits, scored 14 total runs. They had 3 runs in the 1st, 1 run in the 2nd, 7 runs blow open the 3rd inning, and then 3 runs to complement there in the 4th. And now it puts a situation where the Tigers have to put 4 runs up on the board right now to guarantee that they can stay alive to a bottom of the 5th, but then they'd have to go back and still play deep against the Blue Jays to prevent just 1 run. So for the Blue Jays here, it's going to be Harder Isaac who's going to look for his 3rd win of the season.
You mentioned they got to score 4, and to this point against Isaac Carter, they have 1 run on 2 hits. So we're really going to have to pick up that pace a little bit, but you never know. It should be Quentin Allison to lead things off here for the Tigers, but barring the most incredible comeback we've ever seen, it's going to set up Nemaha Central and Sabetha in the semifinals next Wednesday afternoon. That'll be the 2nd game with Riverside and Marysville in game number 1.
It'll definitely be a lot of great games, considering all the teams who had won today have significantly blown out their opponent, even going back to that Marysville game. So it's going to be a couple of big games.
Well, looks like we got a pitch hitter here for the Tigers, and that is Elijah Webb. Talk about one of the best wrestling programs. Certainly ACCHS has it, and Elijah Webb, one of those elite-tier wrestlers. And he stands in there right now with a 1-ball, 1-strike count. And he slices this one opposite field and foul. And he's down in the count, 1-ball, 2 strikes. So Elijah Webb pitch hitting for the DH. And Quentin Allison, who had 1 at-bat and grounded out to short. Harder delivers, and it's outside to make it 2-2.
And talk about that incredible defense we've seen today from Sebesta. This is just this will be the second time through the order through the entire 1-9 that ACC has been able to get through. It took all the way into the top of the fifth for this to get to this point. So for the Blue Jays, what an incredible outing on defense.
Now a 2-2 runs up and inside. Now 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Elijah Webb. They got their one run in the second inning on an RBI ground out by Nathaniel Ohm. He fouls this one away, stays 3-2. I would expect, especially for that second game next week, a packed house here in Sebetha with Nemaha Central.
Yeah, two big communities that are right next to each other. It's going to be a good rivalry.
Here's a 3-2. High chopper played by the first baseman in Tramp. Few steps to his left, tags the bag and records the outs. Lengthy at bat by Elijah Webb, but he's down for the first out here in the fifth. Again, we'll be in Valley Falls on Monday. We will be in Marysville on Tuesday for some softball action.
Yep, that's getting on the way and going. Brackets just came out not long ago.
And we'll be, once again, back here Wednesday. You might be somewhere else, but kind of depends on how some matchups shake out, so we're working on that. But Kane Kuhn steps in, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. He's got one of the two hits. Remember, he led off the game with a single. And now he hits this one off the end part of the bat. It bounces on a curve there for Kramer. He can't field it. A lot of spin on that ball, and that would have been an epic play if Kramer was able to field and fire. Just kind of popped out of the glove. Probably goes down as an infield hit. So two hits tonight for Kane Kuntz, and that brings up Brant Besser.
Yeah, a couple good candy hops off of that hit. And
it just, candy hops, huh?
And it had a line on it, spins underneath of it, too, like a wrapper. So, yeah, no, great hit.
Felt like it would be off that inside part of the mat where it kind of stings the hands a little bit.
Definitely.
Runner at first base, one out. And the Tigers need to play four in this frame to continue on in this game. First pitch by Harder is in there for a strike. Besser reached on a fielder's choice his first time up and then grounded out to short in the third. Harder takes a long look, stands at the rubber, delivers, ground ball, snagged by Harder. Throw to second for one, to first, and that one got away. Well, it was a near beautiful double play that would have ended the game, but the throw to first is wide, and that puts the runner at second base with now two outs.
Yeah, that was a great job covering the second base back by Kramer, and he had a lot of time, really, to make that throw to first base, just kind of rushed himself there at the very end, and that error allowed the runner to reach.
Well, no more outs to spare if you're the Tigers. Here's Riley Kessinger. Runner at second base, two down. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Tough play. Kramer fielding. Has time throwing. It's a low throw, and it took a little bit extra time to get there, and the runner is safe. So an infield hit keeps the inning alive and the game alive, as now runners are at the corners with two down.
Despite not accomplishing the throw out there on the on time, Kramer still great athleticism there in the showing. Ran up, was able to scoop it off the ground, threw it with a great hop to first base. And just being able to beat it out on the run was Kessinger, so just a compliment to his speed.
Here's a throw to second on a steal attempt, and the out is recorded, and the game is over. Kessinger took off for the steal. It was a low throw by Reed Mitchell, but dug out by Kramer, and an emphatic way to end this dominant performance by the Blue Jays tonight. So it goes to four, and a 14-1 victory for Sebetha. We'll take a timeout, wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank. Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam.
At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-287 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt with you. Dominant displays in all three of our outings today. Run rule victories across the board. The most emphatic here, Crendon. Our final game, a 14-1 four-inning Sabetha win over Atchison County, setting up the semifinals for next week. Blue Jays and Nemaha Central in the second game, top seed Riverside and five seed Marysville Bulldogs.
Well, the three teams that we covered today all had a couple things in common. One, they run rule the other team.
Factual.
Two, they had less errors. And three, the starting pitcher was able to go majority, if not finish the game. And that was a big part of both of all the wins here today. And for Harder Isaac to finish, he gets his fourth win of the season for him. He's now 4-4. And overall, just a great game, a productive game from him. And the supporting cast around him played really well, except to that one point where they had two errors in the inning. But for the most part, for themselves, great game overall for Sabetha. Everyone reached on base.
At least one.
At least one.
All but two scored a run.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had a couple of the first two innings where seven came up to the plate. You had the third inning where 12 came up to the plate. So for Sabetha, the production on offense was there. The production on defense was there. The base running was there. It was all in all fronts, firing all cylinders. A great game and
yeah.
A great win.
Yeah, and it was 4-1 going into the third. But then the Blue Jays, seven runs on six hits, sending 12 to the plate in the third. And then three more on three hits in the fourth. Tigers got a couple of base runners on in that fourth inning, but they had a lot to do and could not get anything across. So the Tigers, their season ends with a record of 7-17. The Blue Jays advance and improve their record to 14-12. So again, the semifinals next Wednesday here in Sabetha, beginning at 2:00. It's Riverside and Marysville, followed by Nemaha Central against Sabetha. Two winners facing off later that night for a regional championship. Final tallies in this one before we get you out of here, and we appreciate you hanging with us all day long. Again, the Blue Jays win it 14-1, 14 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors. They left 8 on base. And for the Tigers tonight, with their season ending, one run, four hits, four errors, and they left five on base. Enjoy your weekend. It's picking back up. First thing on Monday, we'll be in Valley Falls for a couple of semifinals and regional championship in Class 2-1A. Marysville for softball on Tuesday. And certainly back here next Wednesday to cover these two semifinals and championship game as well, with still some more opportunities up in the air to be determined. Well, appreciate it very much again. For Crendon, for Kurt, I'm Brandon. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week for more regional action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.